Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Again, I'll continue to go back to JP. It should just be pointed out that Dylan Gabriel was getting first-team reps since camp and Shador wasn't. That doesn't mean the Browns were setting Shador up for failure. It just means they were really trying to do everything they could to set Dylan up for success.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That, like, both of those statements, that doesn't have any causality on the other statement, right?
Sure. Yeah, agreed. My big thing right now is, I can't believe I'm the sports talk radio host that's going to say this because we're always so instant reaction. So, like, oh my gosh, I need to have a big pronounced thought every moment. This is a let's see it play out type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine.
You know what? I'm going to build on that by saying I don't get criticizing Kevin Stefanski today. I don't. Like, Kevin Stefanski wasn't the play caller yesterday, and I thought Tommy Rees did as well as he could, considering Dylan and Shador, two different quarterbacks. I understand that Kevin Stefanski put more eggs in the basket of Dylan Gabriel,
mm-hmm.
and we can do the very, very reductive way of thinking, which is, well, one's a third-round quarterback and one's a fifth-round quarterback. In reality, there's about 50 picks between the two players, which really isn't that significant, but the point is, I think he put a lot more belief into the readiness of Dylan Gabriel, and I don't think Kevin Stefanski deserves criticism because Shador didn't play well. In the same way, by the way, I don't know how much we should be criticizing Kevin specifically about Dylan not playing well, because quite frankly, it's hard enough to get first-round quarterbacks right. It is.
Right.
Look across the NFL. How many first-round top one, top two, top three, top five, top 10 quarterbacks get head coaches fired? Because it's not easy. Now, remove two rounds or four rounds from that, and it gets even harder with every round you drop down. So, like, trying to get two quarterbacks NFL ready in the same offseason is hard enough, and then having to play both when they're not a first-round pick, when it's a third- and fifth-round pick, is also super hard.
Yeah, I mean, no question. I don't know that I'm necessarily going to come after Stefanski for yesterday or anything like that. There's nothing in game that I'd be frustrated by. If anything, I would say, like, some people are like, oh, well, Drake May should have been the backup, should have been ready to go. No, if the whole season is built around being a fact-finding mission, how do you label it that, or how do you present the season as a fact-finding mission and then be like, oh, we're all of a sudden going to have basically anybody else that isn't Shador out there?
Yeah. Now, well, I think that gets back to it. And again, listen, it doesn't mean I think Kevin's doing an overwhelmingly great job with either quarterback. That's not the point. The point is sometimes there is the rare in-between where it's like, I don't know that he's necessarily the quarterback Svengali. He's whispering to those quarterbacks, hey, stop being bad. At the same point,
that would be funny if that was him being a quarterback whisperer, though. He actually whispers like, stop
being bad.
Well, listen, I can't whisper into a microphone, apparently. That's really hard for me to do. Why is that a really hard thing for me to do?
Go?
Could I try again?
Yeah, let's
I don't
again.
Think this is going to work, by the way. Stop being bad.
Hey,
practice makes perfect,
come on.
People. Practice makes perfect.
Just like Shador. By the end of that game, he got it. By the end of this bit, you got it.
You see? You just got to give people time.
That's
is
true.
The point. You got to give people some reps, some opportunities.
I laid back, all right? We gave you protection, unlike the Browns' offensive line, and you did it.
Doesn't mean it's going to happen flawlessly the next time I go
nope.
for it. Not a chance.
Nope. We're all works in progress.
That's all we are as people.
But it's funny, like... the need to rush to blame Kevin. And again, I don't think Kevin's a flawless head coach. I get very frustrated with what I perceive as a lack of, I just don't think he's a leader of men, for whatever that means. I also don't think he's a great communicator. That being said, I don't put Shador's play yesterday on him. And by the way, I don't put it on Shador either. I don't put it on Andrew Berry, who it might be the reason that Shador's the backup. I don't. I think yesterday, if we really want to blame anything, it's circumstance. I think the quarterback, the four-man quarterback du jour blew up in their face,
yeah.
which was predictable, but it blew up in their face in a cadre of ways. And I think by week 11, they've played three quarterbacks. This is how it goes when you're down to your original fourth-string quarterback.
And this is how it always goes around here, too, oddly yeah. enough. Like, we're the only place it feels like this always happens to, but it always happens this way. But I will be able to judge him moving forward, though, and I will constantly judge Stefanski off of what he does and doesn't do. And I think it starts with whether or not what he does basically when Dylan Gabriel gets cleared of this whole entire thing.
Well, and I think this week is one of those weeks where, going forward... All right, if Dylan cannot play and Shador has to go, it's on Shador and Tommy Rees and Kevin Stefanski to get that kid up to an acceptable level of play.
Well, and it'll feel like a second chance of sorts, like a second life for Shador Sanders. And I would imagine he'd take it very seriously. But if you're Shador, I mean, you want to talk about having an opportunity and being able to run with it. If he's able to start this week, you can Wally Pip of sorts Dylan Gabriel. You can take that job right from him. You just have to be much, much better than what you were on Sunday.
I do like that today Kevin was asked about that idea, and he said it's not fair to speculate, which my brain took to mean he'd
thought
it.
About it. Yeah. Yeah, of course he has.
At
like, how could
point,
he not? If you win games with Shador, well, you're not going to go away from that.
I guarantee you, if Shador goes out against the Raiders and throws for 250 yards, three touchdowns, and keeps it to one interception, and the Browns win, and which they have not done on the road for countless, almost two full years, I bet you Kevin Stefanski is going to become the biggest Shador Sanders honk. He'll be leading the Shahai.
I'd love to see it. Maybe he'll actually say his name this time. I don't know.
216-474-0092. Let's go with Mike in Westlake. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I listen to you guys every day. You guys do a great job.
Oh, I thank you. And, I don't know if you know this, Mike. We like to hear nice things.
We do.
So we appreciate that.
We're big on that.
I respectfully disagree on your take on Shador.
Oh, no.
My biggest issue is not as much Shador as Stefanski and Berry. If they would have started at the beginning of the year and said, you know what, that Shador is going to be a developmental quarterback, that we're going to kind of redshirt him this year, and that is the reason why he didn't get some reps with the number ones or even the number twos, I got that. He didn't do that. And I really feel that he showed favoritism to Gabriel because that was Stefanski's pick in the draft. He wanted Gabriel. And a lot of people scratched their heads when he picked Gabriel. So I hope at the end of the year, I hate to say this, but I hope at the end of the year they clean house because Barry's done a horrible job addressing the wide receiver position and the offensive line. And I also think Stefanski's done a horrible position. It's supposed to be the quarterback whisperer, developing these guys what they need to be. Thank you.
Mike, we appreciate you. That was a respectful disagreement. All right, two things.
Yeah.
They were never going to say we're going to redshirt him because they always left the door open in case Shador did one of two things. Surprise everybody, or it got to a point where, well, hell, let's see what we have because we're probably going to draft a quarterback next year. So I'm not going to bash him for that. The favoritism thing is fair. That's the NFL. Like, I can't bash Stefanski for favoritism. I can only point it out.
Yeah.
even if I think he favorited the wrong quarterback.
Well, I mean, unless we have to look at it from the perceptive, maybe we just have this all wrong. Maybe if I go galaxy brain for a second, maybe we just have this all wrong. Maybe 2026 was actually the year they were going to start Shador, and they were going to try to make 2026 all about him, while then obviously kicking the can down the road and actually taking a quarterback. So they didn't take one in 2026 to then take one in 2027. Meanwhile, in 2026, the fan base would then be satiated because you'd be having entertaining football because Shador would finally be playing, so there'd be news, things to talk about, and it wouldn't just be a snooze fest. So if they could get through this year, then 2026 would be taken care of, and then 2027 would be the new quarterback, or Shador would just be that quarterback.
Joe in Medina, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hey, so I know I get it with Shador not being ready and all that stuff and him not playing well. However, I want your opinion on this. Do you think the offensive coordinator helped this case? And I'm going to give you an example. The last series, right, the last series we had the ball, I'm almost positive there was not one running play, all passing. Okay, hold on. Then at one point, I believe after Judy called that pass, I think we had the ball on about the 35 or 40-yard line. 2 minutes to go, two timeouts left. And then even at one time, it was third and five, and we're throwing. Why not get the first down? 5 yards, get the first down, and then, you know,
they were stacking the box, and then also on top of that, it's not like Judkins was having success with the runs that he was given as is.
Well, I thought he had some success early in the game.
When Shador was there, and by the way, he averaged like 3.5 yards per carry. It wasn't like he had a great average day, but when Shador was in the game, okay, he didn't have anything of consequence as far as the run was concerned.
Right. Okay, 3.5, you said 3.5 yard average, right? So
yeah.
How do you like those odds? I'm just saying, two plays to make 5 yards. I like those odds. Your professional team, you know, or at least a play action, something. And or get make a higher percentage pass completion. Why, like, 25 yards downfield? You need 5 yards for a first down.
I actually think, and Joe, I appreciate you, buddy. Actually, Jerry Jeudy was open in the flat, and Shador could have made that throw. I think Shador was going for 7.
You mean in the corner, the Marvin end one? I thought Njoku was open on that play too.
But like,
if you actually like freeze it down,
guys, I'll side with the quarterback on that. He went for 7. He threw a incredibly placed ball.
Yeah,
the DB just made a good play on it.
It was. I thought it was a great ball, and I thought it was. You know, Marvin got 4 snaps in that entire game, and it was all on that last drive. And it was with the idea that Shador doesn't know any of the receivers that he's throwing to. Let's get him somebody that he obviously was comfortable with and worked a lot with. And so, I mean, it's no accident that he was looking and trying to find Gage.
216-474-0092. Do you blame Kevin Stefanski for Shador yesterday? I don't. Honestly, I don't think you should blame anyone. I think we should just realize this season's about evaluation and development, and we've started the evaluation process on Shador. Now it's how can he develop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
To talk the entire situation, the saga, the drama, the ups, the downs, the highs, the lows, the peaks, the valleys. We welcome on a man who's seen many a peak and valley covering the Browns for over 20 years here. He's also the birthday boy, Dale Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Happy birthday, buddy.
Hello, Daryl. Happy birthday.
Thank you, guys. I would say that I've seen many more valleys than peaks covering the Browns.
I think that's probably fair. I will ask you, all right, as you are a man a little bit older than I am, a little bit older than
How
JP.
How old are you today,
Oh,
Darryl?
We weren't going to do that, were we?
Yeah, do it in like sports terms, like whatever. Who's the number of the person that you're the age of?
Well, I
that's
I don't
a
know
tough
if I
number.
We don't do that. Like when I was 35, that was my Frank Thomas year. Now 36 is my Jerome Bettis year.
But he's in the 40s. Like there's only so many. Was it?
Well, what year are you?
Is it Tariq Saleh? Am I remembering the name?
Well, right now. Okay, so here we go.
How old are you?
All right, I am looking right now. Okay. Oh, here we go. One of my guys. I'm Torrey Hunter years old.
Is that 48?
Yes.
48.
Yeah, just let the man have it.
Very good. I love that. What do you mean? That's a fun. It's a fun game. Daryl, I feel like it's a game you would have been playing for years.
No. No.
It's sad when you get up into the offensive lineman age, and
that's right around the corner.
But then also happy. Like if you make it to Joe Thomas year, that's also like, hey, you made it a little bit deeper. Then you get into like the wide receivers ages, and that's always a good time too.
And like if you get like the Mark Schlereth number. You get to have 1 year making a lot of fun jokes.
That's just Mark Schlereth.
Number 69. Come on, guys.
I gave you a chuckle, Nick. I knew exactly where you were.
Any wisdom, any advice through that you've accumulated through 48 years on this planet?
I would definitely say that, you know, the coach speak that I and everyone else gets really annoyed with, where they talk about, you know, taking a day at a time, you can only control what you can control, control the control, those type of things.
Mm-hmm.
In life, they're so true. I don't know if they're really true in sports, but I do know in life they're absolutely true, even though every time I hear one of those cliches fall out of a coach's or player's mouth, it drives me nuts, because that's not really what I'm looking for when I ask a question, but it's so true. In life, take it a day at a time, appreciate every day. Tomorrow's not promised to any of us, and control what you can control. You'll be a lot happier.
You really have covered a lot of stink-ass press conferences, being able to rattle off those in short order.
Hey, listen, Nick, I am working every day to be better after watching the film.
I don't really want to know what the film is on this one. So let's go.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Let's go to the game yesterday. What grade would you give Shedeur Sanders' NFL regular season debut?
I would probably give it a D. Look, there were positives. Throwing the ball down the field, that pass that got broken up in the end zone was a phenomenal throw. Had another hitter over the middle. I love the fact that he went down the field with the football, but. Holding on to the ball, retreating from the line of scrimmage, the happy feet in the pocket. Those are habits that he is going to have to break if he's going to become a successful NFL quarterback. And I hesitate giving him a grade. I hesitate overly criticizing him just because, well, he did not had a lot of opportunities here. This is really his first live football since the preseason. But, you know, I'll just say this. I am more intrigued and wanting to watch Shedeur Sanders right now than Dylan Gabriel. Like, I felt like yesterday watching that final drive, even though it was a bit of a hot mess express there in the second half, like, I felt the Browns had a legitimate chance to go down the field and tie that football game, force overtime with Shedeur at quarterback. That thought would have never entered my mind if Dylan Gabriel was on the field. No disrespect to him, but that's just how I feel. So I am infinitely more excited and curious to watch Shedeur Sanders going forward to see if there's going to be some development, some growth there, regardless of whether or not the Browns wanted this to be a redshirt year for him or not. They should have known better. They should know how quarterbacking goes here in Cleveland. But I do see some light at the end of that tunnel amid the problems that I also saw yesterday.
You took us on quite the journey there, starting off with a D grade to then move into you are infinitely more curious to find out what Shedeur has. And I don't think you're wrong. I find it interesting that it seems to be the takeaway with a lot of people, that no one can be impressed with what you saw yesterday with Shedeur, Darryl. But right. I think we can all be interested if he does, in fact, get to start this weekend in Las Vegas to see what he can do.
Well, on that final drive, one throw, they were across midfield. Just in the blink of an eye, right? And then, like I said, he was a pass breakable away from tying that game. It was a perfectly thrown ball. Give the Ravens secondary credit for making a play on it. But, like, those just aren't things you see with Dylan Gabriel. Even with the negative stuff that we saw from Shedeur yesterday, like the arm talent, the instincts, the enthusiasm. It felt differently watching this kid, and I just feel like I want to see. I want to see what's there. And hopefully he'll get that opportunity. It is unfortunate that Dylan Gabriel is in concussion protocol, and it took an injury for Shedeur to get on the field. Don't ever want to see anyone get hurt. But again, getting the opportunity to see him against a very good Ravens defense, like, there was hope at the end of the game. You had a shot. And I said this with the morning show today. That's really all you can ask for in sports. As a fan, you can't control the outcome of your team. You can root for him, all that. But you just want to have a chance to win. And I felt like Shedeur Sanders on that final drive gave you a shot to win. It just didn't work out. And that happens in sports.
Darryl, you've watched every season Myles Garrett's been in the NFL. Is this the best Myles Garrett we've seen?
Yeah, I do. I mean, he's got 10 sacks in three games, 15 already. A legitimate shot to break the all-time sack record. It seems like every week he's, there's just another milestone. I mean, yesterday he was, I think, the fourth player in NFL history, well, at least since sacks became a stat in 82, that has multiple games in a season with four or more sacks. He's the first player since 82 in the stat became a thing to have six straight seasons of 12 or more sacks. He's a future Hall of Famer, and we are watching greatness in real time, and it's just really unfortunate that it's all going for naught and all the waste.
Yeah, what's interesting is, you know, entering the season, I think a lot of people thought, oh, you know, Miles is going to help out Mason Graham, and Miles is going to help out Alex Wright and Malik Collins, and he has with a lot of these guys. I'm not saying he hasn't, but I think there's a part of the other guys that we're talking about that has helped out Miles in an immense way. We haven't flipped that script in the thought of this all, Darryl.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I agree with you. And I think to a degree too, Jonathan, I think they're helping him out a little bit too. So, and it's amazing that he's doing what he's doing, because it's not like all of a sudden teams have decided, yeah, we're just going to, you know, 95, we can take him one-on-one. He's still getting double, triple. They're sending four guys at him at times, and he's still finding ways to get through. And I really respected and appreciated his answer yesterday, because the question came up, you know, hey, four sack performance, is there anything else you can do to help this team try and win games? And he's like, yeah, you know, I had some shots at Lamar and I didn't get the ball out. I've got to get the ball out. I got to create turnovers. And, that is a very professional response by a player who put together a pretty spectacular afternoon of football.
should also ask you, in the best we've seen, is Carson Schlesinger having the best rookie season we've seen from a Browns rookie since 99?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. I think he's going to be the defensive rookie of the year. At least he should be in my mind, Nick. And look, I have bemoaned for years the lack of impact play from the linebacking position for years and years and years. The Browns have had some good players at that position, some quality players, but they never have really had difference makers until like JOK came along and he started to make those game-changing plays. And now you're seeing Carson Schlesinger as a rookie. And I have maintained that if you want to compete in the AFC North and win this division, you have to have strong linebacker play. And I realize that that's not a cornerstone of Jim, or that particular position, I should say, is not the engine of Jim Schwartz's defense. That's the defensive line. But I really, really believe linebacker play is so critical for your success in this division. And the fact that we've seen what we've seen from Carson Schlesinger, his toughness too, high ankle sprain, he's back in just a couple of weeks. That's usually, you know, 4, maybe 6 week type of an injury. And he's back out there after the bye week making plays. He has been a lot of fun to watch. And I know some people scratched their head when Andrew Berry turned that card in. And well, for as much as we can criticize Andrew for the misses he's had in the draft, that one definitely is a hit.
Yeah, I was one of the people, and I was dead-ass wrong. I will just own that. And by the way, you're right about Schwartz's defense, but the weak spot, or the spot you think they don't care about, they've developed Devin Bush, they developed JOK, obviously Schlesinger, Diabate. For the spot that they care the least, put least amount of assets to, they also deliver a lot of really nice players. Daryl?
Well, they're getting bang for their buck at that position, right? Where they're spending money and they don't seem to get the bang for their buck. And to your point, yeah, where it feels like they're investing the least, they're developing some really good players.
Well, and Daryl, like Alex Wright, for instance, was a third-round pick. I think a lot of people just kind of said, all right, that wasn't a good pick, and now look at it. Ronnie Hickman, you know, everyone remembers him from Ohio State, obviously, but he was undrafted. That's not like a high-profile pick in general, and Ronnie Hickman's having one of the best players on this defense for a season you can have.
Absolutely. I mean, Devin yesterday, the pick six, and as he's running, after he caught the ball, first thing in my head, because I'm like, he's got to take it to the house. If the Browns are going to, you know, get a touchdown here, he better find his way through all those Baltimore Ravens that were trying to tackle him, and he did. And, it's unfortunate that, like, that thought creeps into my head, but I'm like, well, Dylan Gabriel's the quarterback, and that's pretty much their only hope, and Devin did a nice job, not only making a momentum changing play with the interception, but taking the thing to the house and weaving through all those Ravens. It just was a great play on his part, and we're seeing, you know, the defense continues to make those game changing plays. Unfortunately, they're just not changing the outcome of these games.
Daryl, great stuff, buddy. Happy birthday. We'll talk to you later this week.
You bet. Look forward to it, guys.
Daryl Ryder there, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Jewelry store. From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's quick hits.
All right, Carson Schlesinger was darn good at football yesterday. I asked Daryl Ryder this question because I came up with a couple contenders here.
Okay.
But is Carson Schlesinger having the best rookie year of any Browns rookie since 1999?
Okay. I came up with some contenders as well. Do you want it? You want my list first, or you want your list?
Give me the contenders.
Well, I don't know. Are our lists going to conflict with each other or no?
Well, there might be some stream crossing with our list. Sure.
Okay.
I'm okay with it.
All right. And so I'm not going to go as deep in the way back machine as you are. There might be one that even is a little skeptical. At the top, it's Baker, Reagan, Mayfield.
Yeah. Wasn't he the second? Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Wasn't he second in the rookie of the year? No, he was first or third or fifth. All right. Go ahead. Sorry.
He set the NFL rookie record for passing touchdowns. He also got the Browns the most wins in a season since 2007. That seems like that's good enough for me, right?
Yep, pretty good.
Number one, best rookie season we've had. There we go. Nick Chubb is number two. Almost 1,000 rushing yards, 8 touchdowns, had the 92-yard touchdown run in the game against the Raiders. That was the longest rushing yards for a Browns in a game. Nick Chubb, number two, doesn't seem too controversial.
He also was above the 1,000-yard total line of scrimmage, by the way.
Good. Thanks for at 996 rushing yards.
But he had over 1,000 yards.
At 996, I think the assumption was there.
Too.
I think the assumption was there. He got four yards.
I don't think you're letting people at some water point. There. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. I needed that clarification. Can you tell me exactly how many yards from scrimmage?
Probably about 1080.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Thanks for the drop-in. Now, this was a little contentious, okay?
Okay. Because
he was not a very good player overall, but he did have a really good rookie season. Kevin Johnson.
You took it.
Really?
Yeah, I had Kevin Johnson. I thought nobody'd get it. He was second in rookie year voting in 1999.
Led the team in receiving yards and touchdowns during the inaugural season, obviously. Had 8 touchdowns that season. Like, you can make an argument. The best he did in a Browns uniform was that first season. He did have a 1,000-yard season a couple years later, but like that was about as good as it got. I feel like that never gets brought up. Next?
Joe Thomas.
I actually didn't have Joe in here.
Yeah. Joe started every game, and he was... A second or third in the offensive rookie of the year award.
You know who also got some like rookie of the year love? Joe Batonio did, but he didn't make my list.
So I didn't see that because it wasn't. I think Pro Football Reference only
rookie,
has.
He made the all rookie honors,
but they only have like if you for the
yeah,
rookie of the year.
Yeah, they don't
put
it up there.
Only
like
top
that.
Five.
Yeah, no, but he did.
However,
he did, and he was very good. But it's still that's hard to.
Yeah, I think
it's hard for a lot of fans. Myles Garrett, only because. Yes, he missed 5 games to the injury, but he still led the team in sacks in that. So I thought that was like an honorable mention for Myles Garrett. It's not one of the best we've ever seen, but the idea that he led the team in sacks while missing 5 games, still pretty incredible. And then JOK.
I would put Carson over everybody on that list, but Baker, Joe, and Kevin. I think Nick was fine as a rookie. I don't like this is more than fine. This is holy crap good.
I mean, not an argument for me. I'm loving what Schlesinger is doing.
I love it more.
I'm happy you do.
I promise I'm not overcorrecting because I was so wrong in the draft.
Sure, okay. Were you that wrong in the draft?
Yeah, I hated the pick.
I don't remember it that way. I really don't.
Off-ball linebacker with a 33rd pick of the draft? What the hell are you doing?
I do remember the day of. Oddly enough, I told you that I heard from people in the building that they love Schlesinger and they love Judkins. And I remember when I told you that in the meeting, like prior to doing that show, you're like, ooh, I don't know about that one.
Yep.
Like, I remember that reaction, but yep. I don't remember you going on air with it being that way.
Didn't love it. Love it. Gotta own it.
Yeah, that's all right. That's all you can do. Let's stay with football. Michael Penix suffered a potentially season-ending knee injury during their loss to the Panthers. He's going to be seeking a second opinion, but it's not encouraging. Out of the quarterback, basically it was carnage yesterday. Jordan Love had left at one point with an injury. It felt like we'd seen a lot of different guys leave games, then enter the game back, all sorts of different stories around that. Is Michael Penix the biggest one over the weekend that you saw that's going to have actual change across the league?
Yeah, I think so, because a couple guys are still in and they're going to keep playing poorly. But no, yeah, that was brutal. And it was brutal also because then Kirk Cousins came in and wasn't very good either.
Well, and so that's why if you're a Falcons fan, you got to be thinking to yourself, oh, geez, aren't we happy that Kirk Cousins, we didn't end up trading him after all the offseason conversations, all the trade deadline conversations, and we kept him so we still have a fighting chance. But after you lose that game yesterday to the Panthers and the way everything went down, it just kind of feels like it's lost anyway.
And you blew another lead.
Yeah.
Like it wasn't 28-7 at least this time, but I mean it was 21-7. You had to feel it in your bones. I saw a lot of Falcons and Panthers fans making that joke, and I enjoyed it. The Penix thing's a bummer because he was okay-ish this year.
I know we want to say good, but it really wasn't that. Wasn't that good.
But it's not. He's not bad. He's not bad, but he's also not great. Like you just. He's the kind of guy, the Jordan Love second half swoon. You were hoping you'd get one of those from him.
Yeah.
Just because that franchise, it's been a while since Matt Ryan was good there. They're owed another quarterback.
And then Drake London has his injury as well. Yep. And it kind of feels like when it rains, it pours with that.
And then Michael Strahan called Bijan Robinson, Brian Robinson in the highlight package on Fox. I heard that, Michael. Omaha! Man put together some good hoodies for JCPenney's about 6 or 7 years ago. He has been on the decline since then. Let's keep it with crappy quarterback play. The Bears outlasted the Vikings 19-7 in Minnesota as the Vikings are now 4-6 in the season and 1-4. 1-4 at home this season. J.J. McCarthy orchestrated a late game drive. It was a game tying drive, but overall went 16 of 32 for 150 yards, a touchdown, and two INTs. I have to make an official proclamation. J.J. McCarthy is booty cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. We're pulling the nose up on this one. He is just, whew. I mean, Caleb Williams wasn't good yesterday, and he made Caleb Williams look like Joe Montana in 1985.
Yeah, that's tough. Neither quarterback looked good in that game.
J.J. just misses.
It's just so early, I know, but like,
there are so many basic throws that he just, by the way.
And so many people are like, oh, pointing to that final drive as if that was the end-all, be-all, and it's like, you still lost the game, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's like, if I overly waited.
I mean, I get it. You score, they scored two touchdowns in the fourth. They rallied. They came from behind.
Yeah, J.J. didn't have a lot to do with it. And by the way, J.J. had three good passes in the entire game. I know, because they were all in the fourth quarter on the game-tying drive. That's all there was. But here's the problem.
Yeah.
He misses every throw. Like, you know the old, well, can he make every throw? Yes, but J.J. McCarthy can miss every throw. I think he's just a gamer. I think he's just one of those guys who's just tough as hell. He's a very likable kid. You can see that he has physical talent. The problem is, you're just not tying it all together. Like, I know this is technically his rookie year. That's a second year in the NFL. I thought he was putrid yesterday. Like, yeah. I thought he was borderline unplayable, if not for the fact that Carson Wentz was his backup.
It's tough. I feel bad because you move off of Sam Darnold and you think that KOC can just kind of do everything, and it's just kind of proving that that's just not their reality. And that just kind of stinks for Vikings fans.
Vikings fans are imagine turning the roller on KOC.
Coaster, but imagine the roller coaster that they've been on, where you go from 2 years ago when JJ gets injured, they thought their season was shot, dead, buried, and then Sam Darnold, of all people, comes in, you win 14 games, you go to the postseason, you then trade him off to Seattle to then let JJ actually play, and you're just back to mediocre.
Want to hear something else?
A roller coaster.
He wasn't the only quarterback in the room last year. Daniel Jones was also in the quarterback room last year because he was Sam Darnold's backup after the Giants cut him. So both guys you let go into the sweep by and by this offseason are playing, even though Sam had a four-interception game, both have played incredibly better than your young quarterback. I hope the kid figures it out. I know he's a Michigan kid. I hope he figures it out. But that was, I mean, there was a point
didn't
where Pressy I wanted
just
to
like
turn it off.
Didn't he just get an extension too? These are the type of things that are, I mean, it is fireable offenses for somebody. Somebody has to lay, if I'm a Vikings fan, I want my pound of flesh.
Yeah, you go get Kevin O'Connell. We'll take him here.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.